pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you everybody for coming tonight. Quick diversions from our agenda to Megan Rickey. Or yearbook presentation.
Okay, so I'm Megan Rickey, class president.
I'm Kayla Rakowski, class secretary.
And as our thank you for supporting us continually throughout the years, we'd like to present the board with our yearbooks this year.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
And I wanted to say to fine young students, thank you always.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next section of the agenda tonight is guidance update. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Great.
And actually, Nina Marino is here just to sort of support us. I guess I'm here to, I had presented before back in more of the winter time, and so now that it's at the end of the year, I just wanted to really discuss some of the different things that we have initiated this year and our goals for the future. So, do you mind just we were very proud of the fact that this year especially, our students, our seniors, were really applied to a real variety of schools and not only got into really a lot of their rich schools, but also really got into their best fit schools. So I felt like this year, they had a lot of decisions to make. And so it was a very exciting time to be part of that because not only are they, we're helping them apply, but there's so much that goes into not only, you know, being accepted, but then if you're accepted to, say, 10 schools, then making that decision about what is that very best fit for you. So it was really exciting because there was just a real variety of schools. I think that in the past, a lot of our students are probably, you know, for different reasons, financial reasons, sometimes location-wise, they're very comfortable maybe only applying to SUNY schools, and that's always a good thing. But we felt that this year, in working with them, they were very excited. I feel as though more students visited schools, and that really helps. So we just had a real abundance of opportunities. You know, just a few being SUNY Maritime, we had a few of those, NYU. These were schools that students were accepted to.
Do we have numbers of kids that have been accepted to and attended four-year colleges and two-year colleges? How does that look?
Who were accepted to or had continued?
No, who are accepted coming out of here?
Yes, every year we have that statistic, and we report that on the profile, actually.
Okay. And I'll be sending that to the board. Usually, you send around June all the data with regards to acceptances and actually attending 4 years and 2 years and so on.
When you send that, can you just track for us how that compared to last year or previous years? If you don't,
yeah, because one of the things we didn't already noticed, and I know it's not finished yet, so I think the first one that you brought up here is very important because there is a data that's showing that the students definitely applied and got into more of their reach schools. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're going to attend because I haven't seen that part of
right.
it yet.
Right,
but
we'll
I think,
have that whole report.
I think that was a big accomplishment by I know the councils this year, and they pushed to really push those students to apply to the reach schools and ended up getting into a lot of schools.
What's the definition of reach school? Is that outside of your band, you're outside your average on the lower end, I suppose?
A bit of, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's due to talent, you know, academic. You know, we had actually one student who applied to, I thought Nina said 35, but that is,
35.
She is saying 35. but he was in a very special situation where he was applying through QuestBridge, and basically it's a program that if you apply to your schools, there are certain schools that would accept the QuestBridge application. Then from there, he has to be accepted to that school, but it really is for medical school. So he is attending FAFSA.
Wow. He leaves out a lot of work. Full tuition.
Full tuition.
Wow. Wow. The Science Honor Society. What's his
Yes. So, you know, and I feel as though we had maybe not every student who applied through QuestBridge, but there just was a real variety. Even looking at, you know, some of the students that were here before, from, you know, Stony Brook was very, very difficult to get into this year. We unfortunately had a lot of students that were waitlisted that normally would have gotten in. We see trends. Binghamton, NC State, Stonehill, Marist, Quinnipiac, University of Vermont, Baruch, which I was pretty excited about because a lot of our students don't always venture into the city. It takes a little bit of risk to venture into the city, find the housing for the city, but Baruch and all the Coonies are really a good deal. So we were pretty excited about that. Bryan College, St. John's, Clemson, Geneseo, Roger Williams. So we really, it was kind of exciting because I feel like they were really talking about that. Even, you know, I had one student who almost went to Baylor in Texas, but unfortunately couldn't visit, and they offered her almost a full ride. But she's going to FIT instead. So, big difference, big discrepancy. But another thing that I think that we really encourage students this year, and in the past, last year, was to really take more SATs and ACTs. In the past, oftentimes students would say, well, I'll take it once in my junior year, once in my senior year. And really, we're finding that may not be enough, and it might be too late. So we've been really encouraging students to take advantage and not only prepare more, but also to take the tests more. Not that we always want our students to constantly take tests, but...
How do the colleges look at that? Do they average them? Or?
They're fine. There's something called SuperScore. So a student can send, you know, their highest dates, and then they'll look at the highest math, highest critical reading.
Okay. So best of the best.
Right. Yeah. And colleges will say that even if you sent all of your scores, they want to see all of them, and it's fine if one day you had a bad day or maybe your critical reading score wasn't as high this day. They understand that. Okay. But I do find now students are taking the test more. Our juniors were kind of caught in the middle this year because of the new SAT, but we're finding the new SAT is not as intimidating as we thought. So not only did students apply to, did not only did we help them apply to more of a variety of schools, but we also had more conversations about students who had more scholarship opportunities. So we had a lot of meetings with students after they were accepted as to which school should they attend. You know, for instance, one student had a scholarship for $20,000 from Fairfield to be in the honors program versus, say, $10,000 from Marist, you know, versus no money from Gettysburg, and so on. So we had a lot of discussions about what is the best opportunity, what school has the best program. But there was a lot of those conversations happening, especially this year, which is really exciting.
So how deep does that go? Because, I mean, certainly you have that, you know, one or two or three that have a bunch of different opportunities, but how deep do those conversations go into the...
And it's not one, two, or three.
Into the class,
I mean,
or
it's
10
probably
or 20.
More like 25. We had just, you know, so many students coming in, so excited about all of their opportunities. And then we would like to involve parents, invite them to come in. You know, then you're talking finances, distance, you know, honors program versus, you know, or a specific program. So if they got into, say... the animal science program they wanted versus just this school hoping to get into a program later. Those are all discussions that we have that take a lot of time and really maybe kind of go under, it's behind the scenes that no one would know that we do.
We've sent, like, just to jump in a little, it's hard not to jump in on that, but we've sent report cards along the way after acceptances to, like negotiate more money with the college because they've gotten a certain amount of money initially upon acceptance, but then they want to send mid-year, third quarter grades, speak with financial aid offices. You know, that's like the stuff that we're, because they're open 9 to 3 and they need to know what the current grades are, so those are all happening in our office. You know, mom's texting them as we're in our office. You know,
so how do we work together with sports teams and, you know, sports scholarships and kind of leverage all three?
Well, we have to, you know, encourage students and remind them that they have to apply through, you know, through the NCAA.
Right.
And then oftentimes, coaches sometimes ask us for transcripts. So that's something typically that we would get involved in, sending transcripts, sending SAT scores.
But if the coaches are coaches themselves will work with other coaches on particular kids, that's not something that you would get involved with?
A little bit here and there. They might just email us for information on that student.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, you know, other things that, other conversations that happen that are interesting is we had an experience this year where actually the state of Massachusetts has a new ruling that no one can be accepted unless they have 4 years of math. Now, most of our students have 4 years of math. But I had a student in particular that had traveled overseas and studied overseas and didn't really take math there. So, fortunately, the admissions counselor called from UMass at Amherst and called, and I spoke to her, and I said, now realize this is already October, November, and I said, if I put her in a math class right now, an additional math class, because she was in her third math class as a senior, I said, would that satisfy you? And she said, yes. So, immediately, I put her in a math class, and that sometimes we can be very creative that way. And immediately emailed this admissions counselor her schedule with a transcript showing the course. And actually, it was really neat because the admissions counselor called back and said, you know, I have to tell you, you're the only person that has responded out of all these phone calls I've made to guidance counselors, because a lot of guidance counselors don't have the time to do that. But these are the things that are really important to us, because so she was accepted. She's not going, but it's okay. And another thing, too, that we have tried to do is taking advantage of us visiting schools more as well, because that's really an important factor, going to see the schools, meeting the representatives, even if it's going to the luncheon that they're holding in Huntington, just to, because then we're on their radar. And that's also an important relationship with us and college admissions people. And I think that's good for that slide, unless you have any other questions. Okay. So this year, we wanted to, you know, have some initiatives. So we started, we had our spring college fair in April, and over 100 colleges, actually 126, I believe, colleges came. And it was in a two-hour period, and our juniors met with the college reps, and it was really exciting because some of the students really had no idea what to say. So we would bring the students around and introduce them and kind of help ask questions about their programs and if they could ever get in and, you know, all the questions that they could potentially ask an admissions counselor. So that was really, that was a fun day. And actually, the day of our admissions, the day of our fair, we actually had an on-the-spot admissions to Geneseo for a student. So the Geneseo rep, Ms. Anderson, she loves our school and loves our kids. And actually, Nina had spoken to her and said, you know, we're still in a bind. This was in April. We're still in a bind with one of our students. And she said, email me your transcript right now. I can tell you if she's accepted. So it was really those are kind of neat things that can happen. We also, our seniors visited Stony Brook in the fall, and our juniors visited Adelphi in the spring. So the students were able to see what a dormitory looks like, lecture halls. Some had seen some had not. And they spoke with admissions counselors about what would be expected. And the last time, we hadn't really done that in a while, so we're kind of excited to be doing that. And the last bullet on the slide is, so this year we had brought in another piece to Naviance called the Do What You Are, which is really a personality assessment which can link you towards careers and majors. And so we were able to get a majority of our students on. It's not perfect, but we're working on it. That's just important so students and parents can have a better understanding of what type of major might be a good fit for them. So maybe they're happy in their job in the future. And our goals and plans for next year are we're going to have a fall and a spring college fair for juniors and seniors. And we also are planning to visit a college off of Long Island in the fall to bring our seniors to. Maybe we can fit a few juniors if we can. I'm going to start working on that soon. Another initiative is that we would like to introduce our freshmen to not only Naviance, but also Method Test Prep. So Method Test Prep is an SAT-ACT prep course that we pay for here. It is online, and so our plan is to really push this and hopefully maybe have some teachers also integrated into their classrooms. You know, most high schools will say that not enough students get on Method Test Prep, but it is really a great resource, so we would like our students to be using it more, so it's our job to really encourage that, because it's really a really, really useful tool.
What is it? Explain it to me a little bit.
So Method Test Prep, students log on through Castle Learning, and they go through, so they can pick either SAT or ACT, and you could actually do a whole practice SAT or ACT, or they have actually 20 weeks worth of assignments. So students can work on reading comprehension, vocabulary, math, and actually all of the answers are given once the question is answered. So once a student, say, clicks, you know, A, then the correct answer is shown and how that answer was come to. And even in the math, they totally explain it in the video. It's really an amazing tool, and we always mention it in our meetings, but, you know, every couple of years we have to get the word out.
And the online free SAT, ACT prep course.
Right, we pay for it.
But free to the students. Online, yes. Free to the students, SAT, ACT prep course.
Right.
They have access to it anywhere.
Yes.
Not just, okay.
Yep. So what's your view on an SAT prep class and how that helps?
I think that's helpful, too. I think everyone learns in a different way. Sometimes I think going to a class might make some students actually do it because they're there. It is sometimes hard to get students just to do this on their own. I know, because I have a junior, and he has access to Method Test Prep. So it really just, I think going to, you have to prepare in some way. You really have to. So any of this is important, whether you go to a course, whether in addition you know, use Method Test Prep, but we want to, our goal is to really encourage the use of it. And lastly, we did collect emails of all of our graduates, so I will email them in the fall and ask them some questions about, you know, maybe if they were prepared for college, you know, if they changed their major, you know, different questions like that. So those are some of our goals, and
I think it's great. I mean, I wonder if we can build this out some. You know, one of the things we heard at, where were we, when there was summer opportunities that the kids had, it was a science honors, was summer opportunities. I think I raised it in an email. Is there a way that we can pull together all of the different summer opportunities that are available? I mean, some of the stuff that we heard was unbelievable that they were doing, from, you know, autopsies,
going to various colleges,
yeah.
Sort of studying within
veterinary, giving birth to an adult, like, yeah. Stuff that's just unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah.
So that we can get this information to them in time so that they can apply and get whatever scholarships are available. Some of it's expensive, some of it's not, but
right.
Is there some program?
Yes, right now, so anything that comes through our office,
right.
Through email, or I have it posted on our guidance e-board.
Right.
So it really is all there, and the links are all there.
Are they? But is the top 10% going to that, and then 90% don't know about it? Is there a way that we can get it to them in force feed? Because
right.
It's so important.
Right.
You know, let's think about that.
Yeah.
I'm just taking some notes. And anybody right. wants to jump in, I have some other thoughts. You know, I think that
no, it's a great idea.
Getting kids excited about the college stuff is good, and the college trips are good. I think that, you know, one junior and one senior trip is not enough. I wonder if we can figure out a way to, you know, I think junior year is probably more important, so they can start thinking. You know, you said, well, you know, the city's a little bit daunting. That's an easy one. I don't know why we can't plan 3 trips, 2 a day, walk through, and figure out a way to have juniors there. One, I'm just reading my notes, but one senior trip. You know, just blow that out, because I think that that's where they're going to get excited. I can remember when I did and walked around. That's where you get excited, and that's where you say, wow, I'm a junior. I still have time to fix these things that I screwed up. I still have time to look at other places and get it right. So, you know, my thoughts, and I'll send you my notes, but SAT prep class, I mean, it's something I think we should, we've talked about it before. The curriculum committee raised it at some
just
point.
Just how to get the word out. That's, you know, I'm saying,
I'd like to think again about whether that's something, and it's obviously too late for next year, but an elective that we can at least offer as we have room in the budget.
We can even build out, you know, we can build out 5 years. I commend you on the initiatives because this is the first year in a decade that we have now gone out to the colleges. You started out local, which I think was smart. You're going to build on it and now go to New York City. I agree, Mr. Foster. It is a financial thing. The board should know that. So you have to plan for that in budget season, right, to go out further. But I think it's something we certainly want to do, and maybe even Adelworth would donate some buses to do that. So, and the same thing with the college fair. You wrote here also, you're now going to have two college fairs next year. So the goal, first time you ever had one was this year,
right.
$126, and now you're going to do it twice next year.
And it's great. And so at college fair, you have a room, they come to
the
gym, everybody sets up.
Yes. Tom Kelly was very happy with me.
But I think that's... Yes. I think that's
on-site admission was really impressive. You mentioned that about Geneseo.
Yeah.
There's a place where Hofstra and those schools will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting.
Like on the spot, late April.
And it's good for our school district, too.
It is. What types of specific things, I mean, you know, we have that, we've got increases in grants and scholarships, which I think is great. What types of things can we do, specific actions that we can kind of report back on to increase that for next year? You know, we saw this year X number of scholarships applied for, Y number awarded. We want to increase that by 30% next year because the more you ask for, the more you'll get. We'll have
through Naviance, we're inputting all of the... We're doing the best we can when students report to us how much they are receiving.
So the other part is, like, there are programs like QuestBridge out there now that are identifying students that are that meet certain parameters.
Linking scholarship to student, kind of.
Linking scholarship to linking, identifying the students that are eligible for these scholarships.
Right.
So we actually did have more than one contestant this year. However, there is so many different phases to that process. And to be able, the fact that our one that we've gotten one through in one of these formative years through QuestBridge is mind-blowing.
Help me with that, just so that I understand. What does it mean to get someone through?
It's nothing that we can do.
Right.
It's all on the student in terms of their essay writing, their deadline meeting, their following through with the process. I mean, the amount of work that...
How many applied for that? How many tried?
No, you can't. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they identify the students, and the QuestBridge is identifying the students. So these are new programs.
Based on what?
I believe it was based through finances and grades.
Okay.
So they're pulling that data via their, I'm assuming their SAT scores.
So we have one student identified by QuestBridge to cross
over. There was more than one student.
Okay.
One student that made it through all of their filters, that fulfilled all of their... requirements along the way and made it because this was all going on. Well, I don't have my numbers off the bat, but he made it. The chances of getting it were nil, and to have a full ride.
So we should figure out though if there are any actions that we can take to increase the number of students that are. And I get what you're saying. Hey, it's dollars based and grades based, but to know the criteria, are there any actions we can take so that more are available? Maybe figure out how we can identify more independently scholarship opportunities and make sure that they're applying, you know?
And what also happens, too, is when, say, this was the first year that we had a student apply to Baylor, which it was.
Right.
But in the history of Santa Maria's, that was definitely the first time a student ever applied to Baylor. So now we get information from Baylor. Like, now it's coming. Whereas before, I never saw anything. And some of these schools also have scholarships that we can nominate students for early. So, for instance, Rensselaer Polytech, RPI, they have a scholarship that we can recommend a junior for if they fit the criteria. So, last year, we had nominated a student for that. We just basically put the criteria in, and if they meet the criteria... And then if they apply to that school and are accepted, then they could be entitled to that scholarship. So actually, one of our seniors was. So she actually not only was accepted to RPI, forgot about that school in here, but she also received a $20,000 scholarship from RPI, which to me is amazing.
Huge.
She's not going there. She's going to Roger Williams. But these are the things that, you know, that's why we were excited about this year having such a variety of schools, because it kind of gets our name out there, and once a student's there and they say, wow, this you know, student is doing so well here, it's kind of like now we're on their radar. So it's been really good.
I think that's great. I think even one other thing, you know, sports, and I kind of mentioned before, a huge focus for this community, which is great, and I fully support. I think that we should think about ways that we can tie in our, you know, our athletic program better to guidance, so that when, you know, kids are looking at a particular school, I mean, they know kind of where they may want to play, but we're bringing all of that together into one, you know, one thought process. There's got to be something there.
And I know, Jeremy, you've worked on that a lot this year.
Yeah.
With some of our athletes.
And then what about, is there a way to get kids thinking earlier? I mean, you know, I know that we're, you know, starting in freshman year, and we've got the majority of juniors completed Do What You Are, but is there a benefit to starting in 7th or 8th grade and having these conversations?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yes, I mean, maybe not when you want to go to college, but just, you know, introduced to...
as early as possible, so they're thinking constantly, and I don't know what we can do to...
College Board has a program, it's called College Education, and it's a whole curriculum already laid out for push-in classes to the middle school, so you just can go in, and it's like create your dream school, so kids like are just drawing what they want in a dream school. It's, you know, teaching them what a private school is, what a public school is. It's all the basic fundamentals.
You're doing that?
I'm not in middle school.
No, I know you're not, but it's not something that we can work together with, because you guys are the team, right? If it's middle school or high school, we're one district.
We just have to, it's something you purchase.
Yeah.
Glenn does a lot of push-ups.
Does he do that?
And
when is it decided? When is it decided when a middle school, when is it a guidance counselor assigned to a high school student?
Ninth grade.
Right at ninth grade when they come in.
In eighth grade they know.
They might know, yes. Okay. What they're assigned when they come in to ninth
grade. Counselors go down to the middle school during their eighth grade year and begin to meet their cohorts, right? Speak to them about their classes. You actually schedule the eighth graders, aren't you?
Right, we schedule them all.
You actually schedule your students, right?
What percentage of our students go to SUNY schools? Do you know?
Very high, but I don't know the exact number.
Do we have a SUNY expert, or do we all?
No.
It's all general stuff.
I mean, I would say at least 25%, right? It varies from year to year.
Probably
the 4-year schools you're talking about. I would have to really look at that. Probably about 25%.
25%.
Yeah. And actually, this year we've also talking about how we had a number of students who were accepted to a variety of schools, but we have one in particular, one of Nina's, who got a full ride to Oneonta. So that was what he decided, because
they've offered like honors programs and everything. Like,
sure.
When you're undecided, going to college.
Yeah.
And our counselors.
And financially, it's a big hit. A lot of kids are being more reasonable about it, and their parents are not bored.
What's tuition, room, and board at the SUNY school now?
I have 20, 21.
You all have to be kind of masters at everything. In a large school district, you might have 10 counselors, and you say, well, this is your college counselor.
Right.
This is your athlete counselor, right? In charge of all the athlete pins, these three pins, right? Things like that. But for you guys, it's not that way, right? You ladies,
right.
You all have, you should be the know of everything if you can, as much as you can. You have to, right? Yeah, it's a little different.
And we always say nothing surprises us,
Yeah.
Something also that we were discussing today in our office is another thing that's really important about what we do that no one would know is also working with students from when they are in, say, ninth grade, about the right fit, the right level of classes for them and each subject. So that takes a lot of thought and work, and parents have to be part of that, but it's a big decision because it depends, too, on what that student's goals are, and they might change, but that's a big conversation to have about, you know, what level in this subject area and working with them and teachers, but that's a big piece of it that we sometimes forget about that is happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. You
I have to just commend you for starting younger, because that, I think, is key.
Yeah.
So thank you for putting that in your goals.
I'm a guidance, high school guidance counselor in Brentwood, and I've spoken to many families here in the community. And one of the biggest concerns is that the students in their junior year are looking at colleges, because at that point, they can't fix anything. Because their grade point average at the end of their junior year is what's going to that college admissions office the beginning of their senior year. So really, this should be done 9th and 10th grade to give them an idea of what colleges they're looking for, because at that point, they still have a chance to change their curriculum and bring up their grade point average. But if they're not doing it to the end of their junior year, their options are actually much more limited. And I would really encourage that we start doing it much earlier. I do agree with the 7th and 8th grade track, because the students need to know in 7th grade that if their grades are not up to par and they're not taking classes like studio art or earth science or living environment or algebra in 8th grade, that kind of puts them back a little when they get to their 10th, 11th, 12th grade years to take some of those elective classes that these colleges are looking for. But the parents don't know that when they're in 7th grade. They think about it when they're in 10th grade.
Do we do any...
10th grade is kind of behind schedule.
Do we do any parent outreach? I know that you do in 10th or 11th grade with parents. I think we talked about that last time. But at that younger age, to kind of say, here are the realities, here are the costs, here's what you need to do to get to... a one-night kind of thing? Do we do anything like that?
Yeah, I don't think at this point in time. I don't know. Does Brentwood send the kids out to see colleges in 9th grade?
We certainly encourage them in 9th grade.
No, I'm talking about the school itself. Does it send them out on buses in 9th grade at Brentwood High School?
No, we encourage them to go to college fairs.
No, I think that's a great thing. And do we invite our kids to college fairs in 9th grade? Or could we do that for next year?
We can certainly do that.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. The earlier, the message we're all hearing, which is great, is to begin early, right? As early as possible.
And also,
sometimes trying to get a 9th grader focused in on
college. It is,
but I think it's the parent. I really believe it's the parent that you need to get focused, because...
Right.
We can talk about
that. Do parents still attend scheduling with their students?
Not really, because we do it so fast, but we mail everything home. And if a parent wants to come in, we would welcome that.
Because I know I used to attend, and that was where you would discuss with levels and all those things in colleges.
Right.
And
right.
That was an ongoing process when mine were there. So
right. So
that's still available to
yes.
meet and go over and
sure.
do that at any time. But that, they can make an appointment.
Right.
Because that is a crucial conversation
between
everybody, and
I
found that helpful.
And really, what our goal is for our freshmen to be on Naviance and for all of them to hopefully use it, because that's really the start of maybe researching schools and majors and interests. But also, there is a resume writer on Naviance, so if we could get them to at least look at that, what that would be teaching them too is not only their academics, but also their leadership, their involvement. So that's something that we're going to try to initiate as well.
Do you let the parents know what the students' password is to get into Naviance? Because in my district, the parents have the same password as the students, so they can get into Naviance and monitor everything that their students are doing.
Right.
Is that being done here?
If a parent asks for it, usually the student is using it, but if a parent asks for it, it's very easy.
Because the parent, we're finding, is really the person who's completing most of the information for the students.
Right.
So there's the scholarship searches on Naviance.
Oh, yeah, all of our parents know that.
But the parents are doing it, usually not the students. So the parents need to know more about Naviance. Most of the parents I've spoken to in the community know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there should be a Naviance
workshop. We've had Naviance nights.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the work you've done and the growth, and people will talk a little bit more.
Okay.
But I really appreciate coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any questions? Yes.
Okay. Lisa, with the scheduling of the students, the 8th graders versus 9th graders, what do you schedule?
As the 8th grade, what?
Can you schedule the students to the high school in 8th grade or 9th grade?
From 8th grade into 9th grade.
Yeah. Do you do it in 8th grade?
Yes. We input it into the computer.
Yeah, because, in ISLF, I know they're always going back and the parents met, like you said, from Brentwood. They have some input. So the kids, I was never going to be a nurse, and I had to take second material. But my mother was there, and they still continue doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just want to say, as a parent of a junior, they meet with every junior child and their parents. They'll meet this guidance counselor. They'll meet with every single junior, and they'll sit down and they go over noisy what their transcript looks like, where they're set, what the child is interested in, and colleges looking for. I know personally they've done that with my child. So their door, they don't say this, but the teachers walk in there constantly. I'm in there crying on Lisa's chair all the time. So they do a lot with the kids there.
Thank you.
Just to kind of dovetail on what's already been said, but one of the things I have done in the athletic realm, but also my own child is in 10th grade, and the importance of it is monumental, is from the time they're in 9th grade is writing that resume, listing all the leadership, community service, sport teams, musical, art, whatever they do that makes them who they are. Should be listed. And as I was listening, I was just thinking, talking to Lisa tomorrow, but also talking to Mr. Caswell, maybe it's something that we can incorporate in each English class each year, where our teacher spends a little time just, okay, it's, you know, write it all down, because that's the biggest thing. Kids forget all the special things they do,
yep.
And those are the things that will help them get into the college over somebody else, maybe get an extra scholarship or whatever else, because you know, that's what makes them special.
So finally, with my third, I got smart, and we had a folder.
Yeah.
We finally had a folder, and every award.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this, and Ms. Turpin's not here, and I had her in the back as well. But in my understanding, they do that through the CSIP, Community Service Involvement Program.
Yeah.
Mrs. That's Turpin awesome. Keeps all of that for 4 years.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of the community service pieces, yeah. Whatever else. But even like the awards, the recognitions,
or
so forth. Because
right.
The way we have to look at it is every admission officer is going to look at, you know, two different things and say, well, this, you know, and maybe it's just something as simple as Doors of the Revolution. Oh, that was me when I was a kid, so let me get that kid in here. You know, whatever else. You know, so
Carol.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you so much.
Next section of the agenda tonight, questions and comments on tonight's agenda only. If you have a question, please, we're recording, so you can state your name.
I think this has to do with what you were just talking about. I had taken notes at a previous meeting that you're offering some new electives next year, comparative government and human geography. Are those college accredited courses, or are they just
AP courses?
They're AP.
Yeah.
So, but are those courses that are recognized by all colleges, or is that just for Suffolk County Community College?
It's all over the whole United States, but usually it's up to the individual college, depending on your score, between a 1 and 5 on the advanced placement exam. Most colleges expect a 3, or if it was IB, it would be a 4, right? We don't have any international baccalaureate courses, but for the AP, it's usually a 3 on the score. Some could ask for a 4, some could ask for a 5, and some can say, sorry, even if you got a 5. I always embarrass Ms. Turkington. I hope she doesn't mind me doing it one more time. But her daughter walked out of here with 31 credits, which is not uncommon here in Center.
And she didn't get any 5s on the AP, just saying.
Sorry.
Oh, did you get a top 10?
I got one.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Not really embarrassing me. But the truth is, I mean, a lot of students, it doesn't mean they stay 3 years and go out early. A lot of them just, you know, go with additional credits and go with double majors or things like that.
So but we do offer courses that are accepted at four-year colleges.
That's
as
that,
well as
the AP, as well as the Excelsior. Most of our other courses are called Excelsior colleges, which most are also, it's through what, Suffolk Community College, the Excelsior. Nothing is
also accepted, though. That's part of the 31. That was just, it was AP classes, Excelsior, and what else?
St.
Joseph's.
St. And that was all at the University of Wisconsin.
It was all part of the 31 that were accepted at University of Wisconsin.
So Excelsior courses are also accepted at 4 years.
Yes.
Because that's through the school, that's the takeaway that we're talking about.
I thought that's what you were heading for. Yeah. They're given through Suffolk Community, but they're not only accepted at Suffolk. That's why Carolyn was a good showing of this because she did, again, she put them all together, like foreign language or foreign languages at Celsius. But it's 6 credits that go for college.
And right. Even a 4-year.
Every 4-year, and even out of state.
Okay,
and even
good.
Out of state.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments on tonight's agenda? Motion to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of June 1st, 2016.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
If you don't mind, can I have Ms. Harwick just speak to this?
Oh, right, yes.
If you don't
yes,
mind, yes. Ms. Harwick, if you don't mind, just give me a few minutes. I see Ms. DeSimone. I still know her as my Saki. Mr. DeSimone here, but thank you for coming. Ms. Harwick.
Yes, so it is really a pleasure to be here on behalf of Mary DeSimone to recommend to the board tenure on her behalf. It has it was a pleasure coming in 6 years ago and seeing Mary in the classroom in a variety of roles before even becoming a teacher. She was a TA for us and then became a lead replacement. And every year, it is just an absolute joy to watch her flourish and to learn more. And one of the best things that I love about working with Mary DeSimone is just her excitement to get better. Every time you have that conversation, for some, it may feel awkward. And for Mary, you could just genuinely see her excitement where it's like, yeah, I definitely want to do that. I was actually talking about math tiles for fractions, and like I kind of like was about to bring it to her, she's like, "Yep, got them already right here." So there's just nothing that you ever mention to her that she is just not on with excitement, and nothing tops her love for our kids. And to me, that's what it's all about. When people say what makes a great teacher, for me, it's a love thing. And when you love your kids, and they know you love them, and the parents know you love them, everything else falls into place because there's nothing that those kids won't do for you. And those kids know there's nothing you won't do for them. And when you spend time in Mary's class, you know it's a love thing. Those children just absolutely adore her. And she knows every one of them so well. And I think in the 12-1-1 setting, you actually get to spend several years with some of those students. And then if you move to a different level, depending on the time, you get to even spend more time with them. So you actually, at the elementary level, really get to spend. I know that she has watched these youngsters from coming in at 5 years of age and what they're doing now. And I'll embarrass her just a little bit more because it's exciting that we get the opportunity to do this. Going into Mary's room, how many of us have heard about fourth grade math? Oh my gosh, fourth grade math is so difficult. When you go into her classroom, it's in other districts, maybe you see things that are a bit watered down. Nothing is watered down in that room. And I see my students who may be struggling in math, but they are still being exposed to grade level math just with the manipulatives and the love and the support that they need to be successful. So it is my absolute pleasure to enthusiastically and with lots of love recommend Mary Wysocki DeSimone for tenure.
So every time we have a conversation about tenure, I view it as one of the most important things that we do, you know, hiring, kind of the decisions to staff forever. It's a long, it's a 30-year, 25-year commitment. It's a very, very important thing. Very nice for you to hear you say those things, and congratulations to you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the tenure appointment of the following individual.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimous.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education approves the following employees' leave of absence from her position.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2015-2016 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2016-2017 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
The district recently advertised for candidates to fill various teaching and support staff vacancies for 2015-2016. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and or the superintendent. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointment.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
The district recently advertised for candidates to fill various teaching and support staff vacancies for 2016-2017. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and or the superintendent. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointment.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Just point out that since we're here, we have Ms. Woodworth right here, Board of Education, in front of you, on the technology teacher that you just approved, and Ms. Amanda Davidson, speaking about this.
So how are
thank
you?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the summer employment of students from the middle school and high school summer program to work with buildings and ground staff under the supervision of a job coach or paraprofessional. The students will be compensated for the work they do at the minimum hourly rate.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts, as well as that the established costs contained in said contracts and authorize the president to sign said contracts.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the budget transfer.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Board of Education has appointed an independent claims auditor to review bills and authorize the processing of payment during the period between Board of Education meetings. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the report by the independent claims auditor for the month of May 2016 and authorizes payment of the monthly bills listed on warrants for the month of May 2016 as audited by the independent claims auditor as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Before you read 17, Carol, can you talk to 17 a little bit? I mean, I think I understand, but I just think it's important that we're all clear on exactly what this means.
Yeah. 17, funding of reserves. It's a requirement that school districts, if they're anticipating there's any surplus monies and you're anticipating funding certain reserves, that you have to have a resolution before the end of June. And the resolution will include where you might allocate any excess monies.
So this doesn't mean we're putting $1.2 million into these accounts.
Absolutely
this means
not.
The accounts are there.
The accounts are there.
We can, when you have reserves, later do you transfer or does it come back to the board? How does that work?
We ask the board, you know, which we make recommendations to the board.
So as part of the budget, we had $100,000 that would go into the repair reserve. This is the fund that $100,000 would go into. Okay. And then the employee accrued benefit liability reserve.
And that
these are in place already, though.
Yes,
correct?
Those are in place. And in order to use that reserve to we have retirees, and we have certain payouts. And the payouts are taken out of this reserve. In okay. order to use that reserve, you need board action.
Okay. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously for funding of reserves.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the transfer of funds from the employee benefit accrued liability reserve for the payment of final settlements for retirees and increase the budget accordingly.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the payment of final settlements for retirees as an employer non-elective contribution under 403B regulations in lieu of a direct payment in paper.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following donations.
So donation of 12, who knows about the donation of 12 15 Catholic softball?
Mr. Phil and Mr. Perkins.
Did you talk to us? Can you
yes, the softball parents had requested the ability to fund and install a permanent fence for the softball field similar to what we have on the baseball field at their cost. It is supported by the varsity coach, who is the coach of the team that went to the regionals this year, and I supported it 100% as well.
That's great. That's unbelievable. You know, please certainly convey our thanks.
You should just, on a side note, just so you know, they pay for and install a temporary fence for years, and every year it gets ripped and torn, and they have to replace and repair. So that's kind of, they previously already donated to the district in that regard, but now they would like to do it.
Do we have the list of people that have, was it all the parents, or I'd like to send them a thank you letter.
I'm not sure how they're doing it. I know a bunch of them have private companies and businesses that they own that I think are helping, so I'll find that out for you and just share that.
Thank you very much. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the committees on special education and preschool special education for the months of February, March, April, May, and June for the 2015-2016 school year and the 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Questions, comments from the community on matters not on the agenda tonight?
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following Board of Education meeting dates for the 2016-2017 academic year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Questions, comments from the community on matters not on the agenda tonight? So before we finish tonight, many of you may or may not know, tonight's Wendy's last official board meeting, although I think we have a very long executive session, so you're not out of here yet.
I could walk out of
So I thought a little
bit.
So I thought a little bit about, you know, what 12 years on the board means. I know what 2 years means, and it's an enormous commitment, and you know, 12 years is unbelievable. But it wasn't just 12 years of showing up to meetings. Wendy, you know, I've gotten to know her over the last 2 years, 3 years, and you know, she really cares. She puts an enormous amount into and has put an enormous amount into her job, and she takes it extremely seriously. Cares for the district, she cares about the kids, and that's what I think this is really about. It's how can we grow, and every single thing I think is, you know, that she's done is how can we do better, how can we make this district better. She's got an enormous amount of pride in what she's done, and I think that the work that her and previous boards and this board, you know, have done has been great. It's helped to shape the education of all of your kids, of her kids, and you know, hired some great people over the years that are taking us to the next level. So, you know, I view the 12 years as an amazing and unbelievable donation of time.
You know, on behalf of this board, I thank you very much for that, and I wish you, you know, the absolute best in your time. I don't know if anybody else has anything they'd like to say, but that's...
It will be weird not seeing you again. That's all I can say. It's been a lovely ride.
Thank you. Thank you for taking so much of your personal time.
Hours until after exec.
If I could just say, you know, I hate speeches, but just seriously, 12 years is a long time, and it's just, I'm divesting myself of lots of paperwork now, and just looking back through it all and seeing all the different parts of this entire thing, it's amazing enterprise education, and the years of change, you know, before No Child Left Behind, there wasn't testing every year from third, it was like, that was a big, huge shift that we've had to manage. We managed a recession after 2001, 2008, and schools are so sensitive to all of those outward forces. And we somehow have to manage them and realize that those children only have those 12 years. They don't have another. And we can't figure out the finances. And so we've had some tough times. We've had disagreements. We've had people who saw it differently, and that all is part of it too, because this isn't a company that sits there and does its job. This is one that is the community. And so we invite everyone in to contribute and to do, and sometimes we don't like what they have to say, but we all have to listen and try to work. And this has by far been one of the most productive and things that I feel I contributed to. So, thank you.
Motion to adjourn to executive session for purposes of collective negotiation of the Taylor Law with CMPA, discussions regarding proposed pending or current litigation, and other matters of disclosure of which would result in unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. And we also have a bit of a cake. We can have it for exact. Motion? Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you.